There, as Doug Klotz pointed out earlier, there are about 600 units of housing just to the west of this block, and that's if you estimate maybe for downtown Mocher, 15% bikes. If we had 600 commuters there, that might be do the math real quick, like 90 bike commuters who might have the option of using that corridor if they wanted to hop on their bikes. And we have great bike parking code downtown for all those new buildings that are going up.
So my second question has to do with just making sure I understand what the current law is. So we restrict bikes downtown. Like, you're not allowed to have a bike on some of our sidewalks, for example. Is it clear under the law that bikes are allowed in this right of way?
I would definitely want to follow up with PBOT staff about that question.
I'm asking innocently. Yeah. I asked the question to get an answer. I don't know.
I hope so. I've been writing there. It's not.
The statute of limitations is run, but
right.
Since we're not voting today, it's a first reading, and since Commissioner Saltzman has said there's going to be follow-up discussions about this, I would like to know from PBOT, what are the existing restrictions, if any, on what you can do on this right of way, including, any Mocher?
I would add one thing if I could. I think the mention of a sky bridge, I would also like to wonder whether it's technically a sky bridge if the right of way has been vacated, if it's still a right of way where the policy would propose limiting a sky bridge, or if it's vacated and now in private ownership, even with an easement, if the easement's sufficient, we could fully endorse a sky bridge going over the space.
I can tell you one thing. I think we could all agree that if Charlie Hales was sitting in this chair today, he'd have a very strong view about sky bridges, because he was. All of us have things we love and we hate, and he had a very strong feeling about sky bridges that was not shared by all of his colleagues, but that was one of his views.
I think what he'd hate most is sitting in my lap.
Commissioner Fritz, did you
have a comment? I just wanted to comment on that. I am one of those who actually does appreciate sky bridges. I think there's several places where they would be. So I remember that we actually got the language into the comprehensive plan that doesn't prohibit them, but rather talks to the values that they may or may not serve. So thank you. I appreciate your analysis. That's an interesting suggestion.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Last but not least.
I hope not least. My name is Dan Bergsvik, Mayor, Commissioners. This is my first time speaking before you, so
thank you.
Nervous. I'm one of the few, I guess, speaking on behalf of the museum. I'm a longtime museum member. I am the president of the Graphic Arts Council at the museum. And the way the museum is constructed right now is a hodgepodge of, I think they said, four different iterations since the original Belewski building. And it doesn't work very well, both in terms of showing the collections off and certainly for access by anyone who has any kind of disability at all. I am of an age now where I have a husband who is starting to have some mobility issues. And the museum can be a challenge. You come in on one level. If you want to get to the Mark building, you either have to walk down a very steep stairway or take a very slow elevator. Then you walk down a long hallway, take another longer stairway or an even slower elevator to get up to visit any portion of the museum. It's a challenge, and he's pretty mobile still. I would imagine anyone with any kind of serious restriction, the Mark building would be impossible to negotiate as the place stands. I appreciate people's concerns about vacating the easement. I mean, it is a wonderful space, there's no doubt. I use it. But the museum doesn't have many options in this case. A sky bridge, I don't like sky bridges either. I would agree with Mayor Hale on that one. But you still have the same problem then for anyone with mobility issues. You come in on one level. You got to either take a stairway or a slow elevator. Then you go across. Currently, you go through a tunnel. The Skybridge proposal, you'd go up and over a Skybridge. It's the same problem. I can't see where that would be an improvement and worth all the money that it would take. And to answer your question, I'm around the museum a lot, daytime, nighttime. I don't see anyone using the easement for bicycles. It's pedestrians. and the occasional homeless person. So thank
Great.
You.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your testimony. Are there any further questions or discussions for the council?
Mayor, I guess I'm...
Commissioner Saltzman?
Yeah, I would just like to suggest... I guess I learned from our attorneys that technically, in order to avoid voting on this next week, which I don't think anybody of us are ready to do yet, I would ask that this be referred back to my office. We will have opportunities as individuals and to talk with the Bureau of Transportation, to talk amongst ourselves, talk with other interested parties, and see where we all are. But I think it's been a great hearing. I appreciate everybody coming out and expressing their views, and this will be continued.
Commissioner, a question. Dan, what's your preference? I'm going to, as I go back through my notes, I will have some questions. Should we direct them to a staff person in your office, to someone at Peabody, or what's your preference?
Direct them to my office, to Matt Grum.
Will do.
Okay.
Very good. Anything else for the good of order here? Commissioner Fritz?
I believe the Planning and Sustainability Commission is holding their hearing for having a work session on the 25th, and that would go ahead so we can get their advice.
Sure.
Sorry, I wasn't on. Let me say that again. I understand the Planning and Sustainability Commission is going to be discussing this on April 25th, and so I'm assuming that we still want their advice.
Sure.
Very good. Anything else?
I just want to thank everyone, Mayor, for an outstanding hearing.
You bet. Thank you, everybody, for coming in and sharing your thoughts. We appreciate it. And with that, we're adjourned.